Everything went well, yeah.
Okay. What's the prognosis for recovery?
No, Doc McKenzie said about 6 to 9 months.
So reattachment, right?
Yeah, the tendon popped off, so he had to kind of like anchor it down, you know, suture it up, and just, you know, let it heal, like let it scar around the area, so then we can, I can start like my rehab process. I think what helped me in this process was that, you know, when it happened, you know, Dr. McKenzie told me like that night, like I'm like 90% sure you popped the tendon. Because we were hoping for, you know, me just ripping the muscle, and then maybe it's probably, I'm on PUP and I'm back in 6 weeks, hopefully. But it was a tendon, so like that night was a tough night for me. But then after that, it was just like, listen, you know football's been great to me. You know, I've been playing football for 14 years straight, you know, so it's just like, you know, it's a part of the game. I feel fortunate to have lasted that long without some serious injury. So just moving forward is a part of the game, and it's just, really nothing you can do.
BJ, you've been around here, even, you know, before the surgery you were at practice,
right?
After, you're around. Is it important to you to stay around?
I think so. And it's just like, first of all, from a team perspective, I still feel like I'm part of the team. And I just want to travel with the team, just, you know, do everything I can to help the young guys out. But ultimately, it's like, as a football player, it's kind of like, what am I going to do, go away for 4 or 5 months and just hang out? And it's, knowing that my team is out here, like, battling, so I'd rather be around the team.
Are doctors saying that you can come back and still be able to, you know, be back to 100%?
Yeah. The recovery is not really an issue. We're almost certain that I'll be able to be back at 100%.
When you haven't been through something serious like this before, do you seek out advice from other people who have?
No, because 2000, I think it was 7, the season, I had the academic issue at BC, so it's kind of, not as similar in the sense that I wasn't playing on the field, but not so much with the injury. So I feel like I've kind of been through something similar as far as just not being able to play for a whole season and having to deal with bouncing back from that.
So outside looking in, what have you thought of the defense the first couple weeks?
I thought we've been playing hard. Obviously, you know, a week one wasn't what we wanted. But and you know, last week presented some challenges early, but I like the resolve that we play with, and his battle back, and, you know, which is a great atmosphere and a great win.
BJ, what's your long-term outlook? I mean, how are you looking down the road now?
Right now, I'm just not looking further than my rehab right now. Just trying to get better, making sure that when I'm able to start training, that I'm in a good position, like business-wise. You know, I don't want to get crazy out of shape, and you know what I mean? Whereas, you know, people might have some questions, but just doing everything I can to help myself. And whatever happens, happens.